this season?
I mean, it's hard to say something because it was one of the best group what I ever had, and I'm in my head I thought we going to get a longer run than we did, and it's kind of stinks right now because actually with this team and the way how we played, I thought we going for a longer run.
How will you kind of look back on this year personally?
Always could be better now. I mean, yeah, I played a couple games and a couple games were good, a couple games were worst, but yeah, it was good to hear, but everyone could be better every time.
I think that mentality, the always could be better, is probably what got you here, but you must be proud of the fact that you've kind of established yourself more in this league than you have been in the past.
I mean, yeah, sure. That was my, like, third year in North America, and I played 45 games in 1 year, so it was a big step for me, but I want to be better next year.
Do you feel like you can take that step next year and be more of a starter as opposed to...
Hope so. We'll see what's going to happen next year.
We don't know what's going to happen with Mike for next season, but can you just talk about your relationship with him?
Yeah, like, when I came here, I was so lucky. He signed a deal with Flames last year, and I can see him in the net and in the practice, in the game, because I remember when was World Championship in the Prague, and he was there with Canada, with Team Canada, and I was sitting behind the TV and look at his style, look the way how he played. It was unbelievable, and so I was so pumped. And when I finally met him, I was surprised how tall is he and how nice guy is he. So actually, it was really good thing what could happen for me. And every time when something happened to me on the game, if it's worse, if it's bad or good, he was always there for me to try to help me.
David, you had an interesting perspective watching those 5 playoff games. Do you see yourself in that crease in the future?
I had the best seat in the building, no? yeah, it was, you know, the first experience with NHL playoffs. And, I mean, we had a lot of guys for who was the first experience. And I think we did a good job, but... it wasn't enough.
Is that, you want to see yourself in that role, though? You see yourself as a starting playoff?
I mean, every single goalie want to be starter in the playoffs, want to be starter each game. So, yeah.
You talk about best seat in the house. What was it like playing behind Mark Giordano?
Oh, I got no words for that because his role in our team was unbelievable, and he's an unbelievable player, unbelievable person, and I'm really proud for him, what he did this year. And how's he preparing for each game, for each practice? It's I would say, like, a lot of guys don't know what everything he's doing for this team, organization, and community.
Any thoughts on a contract off-season?
That's not a question for me, probably, right now.
Your agent, maybe?
Yeah, he should maybe call him.
Would you think about representing your country the World Championship?
You know what? I was hurt for a big part of the season, so it's a little sad, but I'm not going there. I want to, but, you know, I want to be healthy for the summer camp and for the next year, and this is more important right now for me than to go there and make it worse.
So you were playing through something through most
of
the season?
Yeah, like, I don't want to tell what, but yeah, it was kind of painful.
Is that one of the reasons why, I guess, you couldn't start the playoffs?
No, it wasn't. I played with that, and in the game was fine, so...
When did you suffer the issue? What time of the season?
31st of December 2018.
What do you
what needs to happen this summer in terms of just getting better? We heard after each game, in game 3 and 4, we got to be better, but it just, the Flames cannot figure out a way to do that. So what needs to actually happen this summer to make sure that comes to fruition?
I don't know, make sure we're going to spend a lot of time in the gym and on the ice, and we can be better next year. Like, we can do bigger step than we did this year. I mean, for the organization, compare what we did this year to last year, we did a step. We won the West, and we've been great in the regular season, but the playoff is kind of I would say different type of game, and we didn't do that step.
Did you say, just to circle back, did you say you were watching Smith at Worlds? Like, were you in Prague watching, or
no? I on TV.
Okay, why him? What made him stick out?
I mean, he was like sixth player on the ice. Like, I didn't even imagine like how a goalie can play with a stick like him. This, what's he doing with his stick? It's unbelievable, and I'm not really sure if anyone else can be like him.
Is it hard for you to believe? Personally, like, since watching him on TV, thinking, "Whoa, that's insane!" to be here today, is it hard for you to believe where you've come?
I mean, it was hard to believe for me. I signed the NHL deal. That was the first thing, and other year happened. I got Smitty in the team, and I got the view I can be with him in the team. That was really good.
Okay, thanks.